even more bloodshed in South Sudan is practically guaranteed, religious targeting in Ukraine gets a closer look, and spring cleaning takes on a whole new meaning. We'll explain why in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The recent massacre of 200 civilians in South Sudan just ensures that the civil war will get bloodier. It's hard to imagine even more atrocities, but harder still to imagine peace. Global Aid Network's Director of Humanitarian Strategies, Marvin Bazard, says,
"There's just a lot of angst among not just our staff, but the people as they resettle and form a new government. So Global Aid Network's role in this is to be able to provide compassionate resources to help them build spiritual movement."
They're partnering with crew staff, but they're doing it remotely.
"We do have strategies to go back in there, but we're just waiting on our staff now to give us the green light on that opportunity."
The hope of Christ answers the question, will I live to see tomorrow? You can help the team share that answer. We'll connect you at our website. Believers are making a difference, but it'll take all of us together to make it stick.
"I would just think the Lord wires us differently to reach different people, and just do it. Just be obedient to do what he's commanded us to do."
Next, we're taking a closer look at religious targeting in the ongoing Ukraine crisis. Russian Ministry's Wally Kulikov.
"Today, that part of the world where Russia is interested in the Ukrainian part is truly a troublesome area because the Jews are beginning to feel this pressure, discrimination. The Jews are feeling pressure to somehow pick up their roots and leave and join their relatives in Israel. In Europe,
Jews in eastern Ukraine aren't the only ones being picked on.
There's a new term that I heard in Russia, a Baptist is a terrorist. When you begin to include an evangelical as an extreme wing, I think that's very dangerous."
Kulikov says their contacts in Kiev are greatly concerned. You'll find details at our website.
"Let's pray for families, let's provide for them, and let's petition for them."
This is Mission Network News. For persecuted believers around the world, sometimes the most important thing they can have is God's Word. Voice of the Martyrs USA is asking for your help to deliver nearly 200,000 Bibles to the persecuted church. VOM spokesman Todd Nettleton explains,
"We are targeting to get a Bible into the hands of believers to strengthen their faith and to encourage them. We hope to fulfill the need in about 60 days. So our hope is by the end of May that this need will be met."
VOM delivers Bibles throughout the year, but this campaign is designed to connect you directly with Christians who are persecuted. You can learn more through a link at our website.
"We're asking people to sponsor a certain number of Bibles, and we will send you the names of the people who are going to receive those Bibles. So what we want you to do is we want you to pray for them."
Pray that VOM reaches its goal by May. Pray that believers who receive these Bibles are encouraged and strengthened. Meanwhile, in developing nations, when a worker loses his eyesight, things usually go from bad to worse for his family. Recently, in a rural part of South Asia, Gospel for Asia pastors and their churches organized an eye care camp where people could get a free eye exam and treatment. Partnership continues in this community, and as relationships develop, GFA hopes that people also understand the worker's motivation, sharing the healing love of Jesus Christ. And have you started your spring cleaning? Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is reminding viewers in Central Asia to spring clean their hearts. In the weekly program, Together With You, the hosts encourage viewers to begin a daily practice of caring for others. The program explains how cleaning out grudges and envy makes room for love and kindness. Pray that God would use the program to spread truth and hope. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. How do you get kids to understand the needs around the world and have a heart for missions? Vision Beyond Borders has created a 15-day children's prayer guide designed specifically for kids to pray for kids. Get a free copy for a young person in your life by calling us at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.